Tom Nicoli, welcome.
Thank you.
This is Elson Elders Jr. and Tom Nicoli on the next call regarding World Hypnotism Day. And I actually have to begin with the very first question that is not on my last week's call, but this is an important one to begin with because it is this. When is World Hypnotism Day? I just joined and never heard of it before. Who do I ask? Take it, Tom.
World Hypnotism Day is January 4th. However, that is not to say that it's the only day that we're out promoting hypnotism. It's the kickoff day, we'll say, the ignition that starts the blaze for the rest of the year. There are events that go on just before January 4th and during the month of January, and a few trickle even into February when people can get space and time. But the official day, World Hypnotism Day, is January 4th. And maybe I'll answer another question before it's asked. That is the time we chose in order to leverage and piggyback off the resolution, revolution wave of people who want to make a change. And it seems to be the most advantageous and beneficial time for us to do what we're doing.
While we're thinking about that, when we say when is World Hypnotism Day, there's been a specific date selected. And is that like forever?
Yes. It would be quite confusing to have it on one day for a few years. And for instance, on Independence Day, I don't want to wake up one year and read the news it's on July 6th. It would be quite confusing. It would really change a lot of things. So it will be January 4th as long as time remains.
Okay. So World Hypnotism Day, January 4th. And why don't you, and I think it's probably pretty obvious as to why January 4th. But let's just take a quick review of that while we're on the topic.
Yeah, what I just mentioned was we're piggybacking off the resolution revolution, as it were. You know, what all good marketers know is that it's much easier to leverage off of or piggyback off of something that's already in existence than creating something new from scratch and building the momentum all on your own. And the original reason why it popped up in my mind was that when it was first being tossed around as far as when the date would be, people were picking dates when nothing was going on, and they thought that was most advantageous. That, well, if there's nothing else going on, then everyone will get into this. Well, quite frankly, we all know how people respond to the word hypnosis already. So I don't think people are going to just be climbing over the fences to get to us if there's nothing else going on. And if there was nothing else going on, then we'd have to create all the momentum. But when I was going through the third episode that was aired for the Dateline Ultimate Weight Loss Challenge that, you know, changed my life dramatically, we got bounced in November due to Michael Jackson's antics, and that was back in 2003. And after I went through my own little emotional deal, I stopped and realized there must be a good reason for this. There's got to be something good about this. And then I realized that if they planned it, they couldn't have done any better, because it was, ironically enough, though this is not why that specific day or date was chosen, but it was January 4th. And I only realized that recently as I was looking back through some files. When that show aired, and it created an avalanche of response, because all the people who in November and December rather go through the holidays rationalizing and eating and gaining more weight, wait till January 1st. So when January 4th came along, I even got more response than I would have if that show aired in November.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
There's a question that came in, and most everyone that's on the call tonight has had a chance to send in questions, which is a good idea. We'll open up the lines near the end of the call, but if we have them ahead of time, it gives everyone a shot at asking questions this way. And here's the question. Which event type or idea, Tom, would you recommend for someone that's just starting in the field? This hypnotist says he's just studied hypnosis for a while. He's only just now starting his practice. So what do you suggest?
Well, a couple of things I'd like to touch upon there. The answer as to what would be best for the person is what the person's most comfortable doing. Whether they're new in the field or not, if they're comfortable doing presentations and talks, then that's fine. If they're more comfortable being a part of something with other people and working as a group, then they can do that. They could also do something much more passive and promote through their family members and friends and in their email signature, which is everyone should be doing that. That is the most efficient and easy.